His check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Earlier this week, First Selectman Curtis Rand reported at the meeting of the Board of Selectmen in Salisbury that the work on replacing the front steps at the ramp of the town hall is taking longer than expected, saying he realized it's going slowly, but the weather was brutal. It'll be about another 6 weeks to finish the steps, put in concrete forms and granite on top of that, he said. The ramps and sidewalks will be completed in the spring. That full meeting can be seen at our CATV6 Robin Hood Radio TV website, CATV6.com. Click on the Vimeo link. Dutchess County BOCES plans to consolidate its programs under one upgraded campus by 2022 and expand its offerings for residents. The organization will be able to move forward with its project after voters approved a $36.8 million capital plan on Tuesday. It was the first major capital project for the Dutchess Board of Cooperative Educational Services in 50 years. The plan received overwhelming approval from voters. According to BOCES Superintendent Richard Hooley, 3,746 voted in favor and only 698 against it. Approval of the project means Dutchess BOCES K-12 programs will be consolidated on its Hyde Park Bay South Point campus in new and upgraded buildings. In Cornwall, the Septic System Study Committee has agreed to expand its membership from 6 to 9 and recently named 3 to recommend to the Board of Selectmen. Betsy Preston, Lisa Lansing, and Donald Bachman have volunteered to be serving. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said the appointments will be placed on the agenda for the next meeting of the town. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association is offering a 4-week hospice volunteer training course beginning January 3rd. Volunteers are trained to support patients and their families during and after final moments of life. Training will take place January 3rd through 24th from 9 to 11 at SVNA 38 Salmon Kill Road. To register or more information, contact Liz Tanner Horn, 860-435-0816, or email etanner-horn at salisburyvna.org. Holiday night under the lights, 3 till 7 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Visit with Santa Claus, buy your tree, wreaths, poinsettias, cheese, and other holiday goods at the store. Join them for a night of food, fun, and festivities. And thanks for supporting the Housatonic Valley FFA, by the way. Their store is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 4:30. They close on December 23rd. Breakfast with Santa on Saturday from 8 to 11 at the Copaig Park Building, 305 Mountain View Road in Copaig, New York, sponsored by the Cub Scout Pack, 2130 in Copaig, New York. St. Patrick's Church on Albany Road in West Stockbridge will hold their 21st annual Cookie Walk on Saturday, the 15th, from 9 to 11. A wide variety of cookies will be sold according to weight. More information available at 413-232-4422. Berkshire Botanical Gardens will present a winter gallery exhibition entitled Plant Shadows, Joan Dix Blair, December 15th through March 1st at the Center House Lionheart Galleries at 5 West Stockbridge Road in Stockbridge. Gallery hours are weekends from 11 till 3. Admission is free. A performance of Charlie Brown Christmas Jazz Band. A free concert will be held Saturday the 15th at the Trinity Retreat Center in West Cornwall on Lower Road. It's a performance of the music from the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack. It's free, and there'll be free refreshments. A holiday sale, Bobby Leffenfeld, Body Jewelry and More, December 15th from 11 to 4 on Taconic Avenue in Great Barrington. 100% of the proceeds go to benefit Construct, a nonprofit 501c3. The Aglet Theater Company and Dewey Hall present Ghost Rider on December 15th. Matinee, doors open at 1:30, performance at 2. Evening, doors open at 7, the performance at 7:30. AglettTheater.com on the web. Meanwhile, on Saturday the 15th, at 6:30, Sharon Playhouse presents Ho Ho Holiday. Tickets start at $10. You can join them as they celebrate the season with a night filled with friends, family, and holiday cheer. The concert features cast members from the 2018 season, as well as some of their talented local kids. The evening of music and fun will feature many of your favorite holiday tunes, as well as a visit from the big man himself. Following the concert, stay with them for refreshments and photo ops. More information at SharonPlayhouse.org. This is an annual event that is coming up this year once again, the Trixie Strauss Christmas Bird Count. Compiler Zach Adams for a free winter bird walk as part of the Christmas Bird Count on Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Sharon Audubon Center. More information at 860-364-0520. A paint and sip fundraiser will be held on Sunday from 1 till 3 at the Lakeville Firehouse on 4 Brook Street in Lakeville, Connecticut. You can create a seasonal image of sparkling ornaments on a large canvas. Your donation will benefit the Lakeville Host Company Junior Firefighters. It includes all painting materials and instructions. BYOB and reserve your space by logging on to berkshirepaintandsip.org. The Bidwell House Museum hosting a history talk replay on Sunday, December 16th, entitled The Supernatural World in the 1700s, Religion, Magic, Witchcraft, and Wonders. The 1 p.m. lecture will be presented at the Monterey Community Center, Main Road, Route 23, by Yale University Professor John Demos. For more information, 413-528-6888 or bidwellhousemuseum.org. Bard College at Simon's Rock, students in the Music Performance Workshop will present a free Sunday afternoon concert featuring works for piano, guitar, and voice on December 16th at the Kellogg Music Center. The event begins at 2 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 70.11, finishing at 24,597.38 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,070.33 and the S&P 500 at 2,650.54. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.